This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking a look at the upland game hunting outlook, and we also have news about the Clean Vessel Grants and where our habitat money is being spent. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As promised, the upland game season is nearly upon us, and things are not looking all that great for these hunters. In fact, it's time again for the annual upland game season outlook, and if you will recall last year's disappointing season, this one will likely not see much difference. A wet start to last winter combined with some early snow has biologists suggesting that quail numbers will likely find similar numbers of their favorite game birds there this year. That's quail hunters. Unfortunately, quail numbers are not rebounding, and rabbits have only experienced a slight increase in numbers. In fact, wildlife biologists are suggesting that the rabbit numbers may have experienced a slight decline, in fact, while the quail population is still stagnant at a relatively low level. According to Upland Program Manager Wade Lewis, last year's winter was a bit unusual. Even with the strange weather impacting populations, Lewis feels that the primary factor in low quail numbers is a lack of quality habitat. Rabbits are used to be Illinois' most popular game species. Thousands of area hunters, accompanied by frisky beagle hounds, head afield each year in pursuit of the elusive cottontail. Last year, 21,714 hunters, which was down 25%, harvested some 86,671 rabbits, a 52% decrease from the 2017-2018 season. The average rabbit hunt resulted in less than one rabbit per hunter, and the trips are still down compared to the 20-year average. According to Lewis, rabbit numbers may be about the same as last year's levels over southern Illinois. Locally, rabbit hunters are likely to find the best hunting in Calhoun, Bond, Clinton, Madison counties. Good hunting is also predicted for Clay, Marion, and Wake and Wayne counties. Most productive areas for rabbits continue to be in the west central and southern Illinois area. Lewis suggests looking for farms with a mix of small fields, shrubby fence rows, old pasture, forest edges, and areas of young or recently harvested timber. And when it comes to quail, the popular quail rates high above the WSMI area's hunters. Most popular game bird, in fact. Thousands of Illinois wing shooters and their stylish pointing dogs will swarm to the fields in hopes of flushing a few bobwhite coveys. Unfortunately, the quail hunting news is not all that good this year. This year, in fact, an estimated 5,753 hunters, which was a 33% decrease, harvested some 28,395 quail, which is a 3.5 increase per hunter from the 2017-2018 season. This is still significantly lower than the 200,000 birds harvested during the annually during the 1950s and 60s. He says the greatest pitfalls for quail habitat is grass areas that are too thick. Areas with lots of annual weeds, especially ragweed, offers great quail habitat when located next to permanent cover. Best quail hunting is expected this year in west central and south central Illinois. Locally, some of the top counties include Jersey, Bond, Macoupin, Madison, Montgomery, and St. Clair counties. Statewide, the most productive area is expected to be Adams, Brown, Franklin, Perry, and Wayne counties. The quail hunting season opens statewide on November 2nd and closes January 8th in the north zone and January 15th in the south. Bag limits are 8 quail daily with 20 in possession after the third day of the season. All right, we're back, and as promised, here's more items of interest to local outdoor folks. Looking for information about the Clean Vessel Grants? We even have that information. In fact, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is soliciting applications for grants to be awarded through the Federal Clean Vessel Act grant program. The local governments and operators of private marinas, boatyards, and yacht clubs may apply for the grants to build or upgrade marine sewage disposal systems and to renovate pump-out stations used by recreational boaters. These grant funds help provide facilities for boaters to dispose of their waste in an environmentally safe manner. For more information or to download a grant application form, give them a call. You can see www.dnr.illinois.gov, or you can give them a call at 217-782-7481. That's 217-782-7481. And the habitat projects have been renounced. The Department of Natural Resources recently announced the approval of more than $737,500 in grants for 11 wildlife projects through the Illinois Habitat Fund Special Wildlife Funds Grant Program. The program enhances non-game and game wildlife habitat through projects developed for not-for-profit organizations and governmental entities. Funding for the Illinois Habitat Wildlife Fund comes through the sale of habitat stamps to sportsmen and sportswomen. This year, the statewide project for Quail and Upland Game Alliance has been approved. Also, the Illinois Audubon Society of Springfield was one of the recipients. The Jefferson County Soil Water Based Conservation District will be another recipient. And the Ducks Unlimited Project will be a recipient. So they'll be planting native prairie grasses on these acres, and they will have a diverse mix of blooming periods with at least one milkweed. The project's results will replace very poor habitat with prairie landscape beneficial to quail, turkey, deer, pheasant, and grassland birds. And the flowers blooming in all three seasons will benefit pollinator insects, and the milkweed will benefit monarch butterflies. Priority will be given to areas that have public access. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.